Well, it looks like somebody downloaded another edition of David Darren's Top 5 Things. It's a podcast.
What were you trying to do?
Hey, what percentage of our audience do you think accidentally?
It's just a mistake.
Yeah, they hit the wrong button. And then it's like, well,
I thought this was Dave and Buster's.
I have to listen to the whole thing.
Now I'm committed to the whole thing. I'm not going to lie. I'm hooked.
On David Buster's.
Yes, I've got all these tokens I got to use by the end of the week.
This is not Dave and Buster's. It's Dave and Darren. And we hope you'll have as much fun as you would at a restaurant with a bunch of video games. I mean, I don't know that I should make that promise. I don't know that anybody can be as much fun as Dave and Buster's. Ding, 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 ding. Here's a look back at what we got done on our morning show, which you can hear on Planet 93.9 if you're so inclined.
And this podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. The recreational waiting lists are available. They make that nice and easy. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
We'll do number one right now.
Number one.
Number one.
If we knew what we were doing as a morning show, you and I would have both watched the Academy Awards, and then we would have spent the entire show yesterday talking about it.
Was that successful for others?
I don't know. I was busy listening to this show. But I'm telling you, that's what morning shows across the country were doing. You watch an award show, you talk about who wore what, who said what, who won what, and then the next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock and you're done with your show. We're not smart enough to do that. We both decided it wasn't really worth our while to watch the Academy Awards, in large part because I just didn't know any of the movies.
I recognized that it existed, but then I forgot that it was on.
Right.
So I have to be excused.
The big story from this year's Academy Awards was that Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor, and they moved Best Actor to be the very last award given, because I think they expected that Chadwick Boseman, who passed away after fighting colon cancer for many years, that Chadwick Boseman was going to win Best Actor, and then that would be what they would end on.
With his wife accepting the award, making a speech.
Which would have been terrific.
From what I understand, Anthony Hopkins was more than happy to make a speech, but was going to have to do it in Zoom style. And the director of the presentation said no.
See, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Anthony Hopkins was asleep when this happened. Because keep this in mind, where Anthony Hopkins lives is in Wales. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yes, that both could be true.
Yeah.
He could say, if I win, I will do a Zoom call. And they're saying, no, we're not doing that. So go ahead and go to sleep.
He won for his role in a movie called The Father. He is the oldest ever Best Actor winner. The cat's 83 years old.
Is he the father in The Father?
I don't know nothing about The Father. I know nothing about The Father. It must be good. A friend of mine who watches a lot of movies said that while Chadwick Boseman would have been a nice win, they thought that Anthony Hopkins was indeed the best actor this year.
Oh, there you go.
So, I mean, I guess that I don't know.
No big scandal.
I got to see the movie. Anthony Hopkins says here, he had no desire to travel to hubs in Dublin or London or to travel the United States. And they asked for an exception to the no Zoom rule. And as you say, the producer said, no, we're not doing that. So he said, fine. Look, I'm not going to win anyway. Mm-hmm. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm 83 years old. I'll be in bed. So yeah, he...
But in his defense,
yeah,
he might be getting up at that hour.
That's true, to go to lunch.
Or go pee.
He says, at 83 years of age, I did not expect to get this award. I really didn't. I'm very grateful to the Academy. Thank you. I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who was taken from us far too early. Well, that's a classy thing just to say, Anthony Hopkins. You're a classy gentleman. When you're not, you know, eating people's faces in Silence of the Lambs movies.
The kid should have won something for his portrayal in Draft Day.
What?
Well, he's in that movie Draft Day.
Who is?
The Boseman guy.
Chadwick Boseman is?
Yeah, he plays one of the players. He's the guy who ends up getting drafted number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that out. That wouldn't be bad to wake up and find out you won an Academy Award. Oh, did I? Oh, cool. What's for breakfast? I'm Anthony Hopkins.
It better be good. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, he's always...
No pressure, but I won an Academy Award in my sleep.
I don't understand. So... I don't understand why we have put up with these threats concerning breakfast every day. What's for breakfast? French toast. Better be good.
The movie, The Father, Hopkins plays a man struggling with his memory. So it's 2 hours of watching somebody forget things? I'm sure it's great, but I just don't know. How many awards is this? This is his second win of the Academy Awards. He's been
just
nominated.
Just the second one, huh?
Yeah. He won for Silence of the Lambs. He was nominated for Remains of the Day, nominated for Nixon, nominated for Amistad, nominated for the two popes just last year, and then this year nominated for The Father and One. So yeah, that's number two for Anthony Hopkins. He is, again, the oldest actor to win a Best Actor award.
And who was the Best Actress?
I'm going to say it was probably also Anthony Hopkins.
Now, see, there you go. He really deserved it.
I think it was.
If he won for Best Actress.
No, it was Frances McDormand.
Okay, well, that's her third victory.
Yeah.
And
Richard Roper had an interesting take, and it was, she's got three.
Yeah.
And the husband has like five.
Five?
Yeah, because he's directed a bunch of, between writing the screenplays and directing, her husband is one of the Coen brothers, right? So the husband has five, she has eight, she has three. So in that family, the two of them, they've got eight Oscars. And Richard Roper's take is, you know what would be fun is if somehow they both won two more Oscars and they could set them up like bowling pins and go bowling for Oscars.
They probably use them as paperweights now.
Where would
Or doorstops.
Yeah, when you have that many.
No, I think it would be a kick-ass doorstop.
It's a doorstop?
Uh-huh.
Where do the stars keep their Academy Awards? Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz, they're a couple, and they both won Academy Awards. And they say they keep their Oscars in a place that's not so obvious. You can see it out of the corner of your eye. This is why I'm glad
depending
I didn't.
Depending where you are.
I'm glad I've never won an Oscar. I would lose it in like a week. It's gone. I don't know. I put it somewhere I thought it would be safe. And now...
No, I know where you would put yours.
You think?
Yeah, you'd put it right next to your beard championship mug. And the blue ribbon.
That's true. I have won an Oscar, really. The Oscar of facial hair.
And that's no act.
Goldie Hawn keeps her Oscar in her meditation room.
And what did she win for?
Private Benjamin.
Foul play?
No, she won for her role in Cactus Flower.
Oh, that's an early one.
1970, friend. You better believe it.
Foul play.
Tom Hanks keeps his in a, they have like a trophy closet. Jamie Foxx has his Oscar at his manager's house.
Oh, boy.
He says there's just too many people coming in and out of his house. So he keeps it at the manager's house. Kate Winslet keeps her Oscar in the bathroom. That's not bad. Alicia Vikander says she keeps her Oscar with a friend's daughter. And she hasn't seen that friend since the night she won the Academy Award in 2016. She says, I recently moved into a new place, and because I've been working so much, I gave it to him. It's a friend in L.A. And then every once in a while, they'll send her a picture of it. Like, yeah, we still have it. It's fine. We got it.
You could get a couple rolls of toilet paper on that thing, right? Or just one.
That's not bad.
Just put it on the back of the tank, on the toilet?
Well, yeah. Who has it in their bathroom? Emma Stone keeps it at her mom's house. Catherine Zeta-Jones says she keeps her Oscar in Bermuda. Jennifer Lawrence has her Oscar on her parents' piano. Well, that's not bad. And Natalie Portman says she has no idea where her Oscar is. She says, I don't know where it is. I think it's in a safe or something. I just don't know. Yeah, that's probably the best. I gave it to somebody and they told me it's being taken care of. Because what are you going to do with it? You can't really... I know you want to use it as a really boss toilet paper holder.
I think you can get two rolls on that thing.
That is the most ostentatious bathroom I've ever been in.
Not really.
Two. We were talking last week about tattoos, you and I. We're thinking about getting a Tigger and Piglet tattoos to forever cement our partnership. Your take on Piglet is...
I don't trust him.
It's just something about that cartoon character you don't trust. There was a story where...
There seems to be a hidden agenda with Piglet.
That you can't quite put your finger on.
No, and I don't know that I want to.
No. Don't dig too deeply there. I agree with you.
Be careful what you find.
We had a story last week where someone was wondering... A bunch of friends were all going to get matching tattoos and of like a star or something. It was something all of the friends were doing.
Yes.
And she has always wanted to get a Winnie the Pooh tattoo.
Right.
And she wondered, well, would it be a jerk move to get that and the thing with my friends?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I think we decided, do what you want.
Yeah.
Nobody's business. If you get the tattoo that your friends are getting, that'll be just fine.
And marvelous.
And then do Winnie the Pooh as well. Why not? There's a story here, and I guess this is something people do. They get matching tattoos. Like, we're all going out, you know, girls' night out, and we're all going to get the same thing. Okay. It's like a sisterhood thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which I guess I can understand the impulse to do that.
Are you actual sisters?
No, but people will do that where, you know, like, or a bunch of buddies will do that, right? I mean, sailors on shore leave all getting the same tattoo of a hula girl. I don't know. Again, I don't have any of them.
How popular are hula girl tattoos anymore? You would think that that would be making a comeback.
You know what I think I want to get is just an anchor.
Uh-huh.
Like Popeye has. Just an anchor right there. And then... Because I think that's, you know...
That's pretty boss.
Yeah, it's elegant, really. Well, there's a story here of a woman who regrets getting matching tattoos with her best friend. This is something that she now wishes she could undo. Because you see, the best friend that she went and got the matching tattoo with stole her husband. This woman warns people.
I wonder if that was part of the plot.
It's a mistake. What, to trick the husband? It's okay. We can do this. Look, we have the same tattoos. This woman's name is Nikki, and she posts online as Stressy, Messy, Depressy Mama.
You sound like a ton of fun.
She warns people it's a mistake to get matching tattoos with your best friend. She says, what a mistake. It was a good idea. Don't get matching tattoos with your best friend. It's only cool until she has an affair with your husband, takes over your entire life, and starts raising your children as if they're her own. So much therapy, she says. Really, so much therapy. You wonder, and we don't have answers. Like, first of all, what did they get a matching tattoo of? I mean, if it was I Heart Mark and her husband's name is Mark, that should have been a dead giveaway.
Or your kids' names.
Why are you getting my kids' names tattooed?
Oh, you'll see.
Nikki says that her and this former friend had been best friends for 12 years. When her best friend stole her husband,
well, you can't be just completely stolen. You have he had an active role in it as well.
Well, the tattoo is on their, they each got it on their ankle,
mm-hmm.
And it says, "You keep me wild." And then underneath it is the Morse code for best friends forever.
Well, that should be easy enough to clean up.
You would think, right?
Yeah. You should be able to change the meaning of a Morse code tattoo.
Well, no. I mean, yes and no. You could figure... I see
turn
what
it into
saying.
Something else.
Right, but then it would just be nonsense.
Okay.
But nonsense would be better than... Yeah. "You keep me wild. I'm so wild, I'm going to steal your husband. What do you think about that?"
That's how wild I am.
You want to get wild? Let's get wild. Yeah. Anyway, think that over. When you get your matching tattoos because you're BFFs, it could end badly.
Number three.
Story here of a 50-year-old man.
Champ.
Who is, well, he's in his 50s.
Oh, okay.
He's actually 53, champion plus three. This guy has made quite a name for himself by posting pictures, selfies. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're saying. Who in the world would want to look at selfies of a 53-year-old dude? The answer is nobody. The reason he's in the news is he is posing as a woman in her 20s. Mm-hmm. Using something called Face App.
Now, is this anyone we know?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not anyone that we know. Do you have a couple of people in mind?
Yeah.
Face App apparently is something. This is a Japanese gentleman.
Oh, okay.
So he's not. Not anyone that we know. Oh, I know who you're thinking of. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Wow. No, this is not an American. This is a Japanese chap who is a...
So there's an app, there's a filter that can make you look like a young woman?
Yeah.
Or this is what you would look like as a young woman?
I guess with Face App, they have something called a switch gender option.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets you see what you would look like as a member of the opposite sex.
Boy, I tell you what, in my current condition,
yeah,
I can only imagine.
I'm half tempted to download it and take pictures of us and see what we'd look like as dames.
The bearded lady.
I just shaved my beard a couple days ago. I think I might
be
a ripe little tomato. Look at me.
Uh-huh.
Hi, boys. Are you new in town?
Remember what you're fighting for.
So this is designed to be fun when you do the gender swap.
Okay, all right.
But this Japanese fan of the Face App
has fallen so in love with it.
Has managed to build an impressive following on social media by making himself out to be this stunning young lady. Now, I don't know about that. Looking at the photos, I mean, she's an absolute vision. Knowing that that's an actual 53-year-old man and not a young lady in her 20s, what's the line from...
This has got Chris Hansen written all over it.
What's the line from Some Like It Hot, Nobody's Perfect?
Right.
He says he's addicted to Face App, spends all of his free time taking selfies and then editing them and uploading them on his social media profiles so that he can pass as a 20-something woman when he's a 50-something man. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. In fact, there was another guy in Japan who shocked all of his fans by going on a TV show. This was another young, attractive girl who had a giant following. And then this guy went on the Monday Late Show over there in Japan to reveal that, you know, she was a he. He kind of did like an unveiling.
Uh-huh.
And it's
not the best. See, now, if you did one of those Face Apps with me,
yeah,
I would look like I belonged in the circus at the turn of the century.
So that guy fooled a bunch of people into thinking he was a woman. This guy has been up front since the beginning saying, listen, I want you to know I'm a man in my 50s and I'm using the technology to alter my appearance. I'm an uncle in his 50s who usually works from home, and I'm addicted to FaceApp. I'm uploading selfie photos with cute processing, he says. So he, the first 50-year-old dude in Japan, tricked people into thinking that he was a hot young girl. Now this guy is saying right up front, I want you to know, I'm a dude. This is what I do for fun. I try to make myself look like a hot young thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the thing is...
like a paralegal or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that the female persona has any sort of narrative. Just a hot young Japanese chick. It makes me think about the problems the hot girls have.
Mm.
You know?
Hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you.
Except we're hot, 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 hot.
The world needs to open their eyes and realize we're not perfect. Sometimes we, hot girls, we have problems too.
Hot girls have problems too, and sometimes that problem is that they're 50-year-old dudes.
Believe me, I'm well aware of it.
You
it's a problem.
You can't believe what you see. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe what you see.
Mm.
Don't believe anything. That's my advice. I am going to download this app, and I want to see what you look like as a hot chick.
I'm going to go ahead and believe what I see.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're willing to believe that's a real person.
That's just, if you're talking about that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see falling in love with this young lady.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, she's gorgeous. She's not real. She's a face app gender swap thing. I got to give this guy props for being upfront about it, not trying to fool anybody. But, like, you could totally catfish people out of a lot of money with this gimmick. Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll turn myself into a hot girl who lures lonely hearts into giving her money.
Yeah, you can maybe work for the authorities.
No. I'm done doing what's right. It's time I start doing some bad things. You know, let me tell you something. This following the rules, what has it got me?
Hmm.
Nothing. I'll be up front. This is what I'm going to do with my free time now. I'm going to turn myself into a beautiful young lady, and I'm going to take money from dummies.
Well, if you say it in public, it can't be a crime.
Thank you. I just did the face swap, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it.
Yeah?
I'm going to post it on our social media platforms.
Okay.
I sent a picture to you on your phone. I want you to have the first look at the beautiful young lady I've become.
I don't know that this should be on this device.
You might want to throw your phone out after you get a look.
I'm going to take it down to the river.
Look at me. Look at me.
Hold on.
Oh, that's something else. I had no idea. And I don't even know what I'm doing. That's troubling, isn't it? I did like the smolder eyes. You like that? I gave the camera a little bit of sexy time right there.
I don't know about this.
Oh, I do.
The new midday.
I'm going to get so much. Yeah, right.
The new midday girl.
We're going to totally hire this girl.
This girl just got hired.
Oh, yeah.
As the new voice talent on Planet 93.9.
You could do worse.
I have.
I'll give her this. She shows up.
Yeah, she's here.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I'm doing. I bet I could tweak that to make myself even more adorable.
Boy, this is going to get dangerous.
All right, we're doing you next.
Okay.
Number four.
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 I need to delete that. That's...
Yeah, I don't know how long that should be up there. Although I guess it's there forever now.
Yeah, once you put it on the net.
A little too late.
Yeah, once you put it on the net, it's there forever.
Yeah, I got some sort of like... Mac the Knife type thing going.
We were talking, not Mac the Knife. We were talking earlier this morning about this gentleman in Japan who
Mac the Knight?
Mac Tonight was the McDonald's Moon Man.
Mac Tonight.
Yeah, this gentleman in Japan has got quite a following, and he's in his 50s, but he uses this app to alter his face to look like a young girl, and I guess I didn't realize that was something you could do. So then I did it to both me and Darren and posted the pictures on our Facebook page. And
well, we've lost a large part of the listenership.
I would just say this. If you are brave enough to look at the pictures, don't do it immediately after having breakfast. Give yourself an hour for that food to settle before you look at it. Because you'll get hot and bothered, or bothered and hot.
I would say,
in that order.
I would say, yeah, take a look at it before you shower.
And then see how hot the water can get before you get in the shower. Yeah, I think that's sage advice. Have you seen these commercials for what is the app where the Expedia, right? Where you can travel with Expedia, and the commercial is this gal.
You mean you can book a vacation?
Yeah, she wants to go on a vacation and she's not having a good time because she's traveling by herself, and then Ann Perkins comes into the hotel room and says, "I got you," and starts singing Alone Again naturally to her, and then they go on a vacation together.
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's bizarre, and I'm not sure what the point of the commercial is.
They couldn't get Gilbert O'Sullivan?
It's Peggy Lipton's daughter. What's her name in real life?
Oh, right.
Quincy okay. Jones, Peggy Lipton.
Rashida Jones?
That's it. And I'm a big fan. Anytime I get a chance to have Rashida Jones on my television, I'll take it. But this commercial, this campaign for Expedia, I don't understand what they're doing. Because it's about, we will be your companion if you're traveling alone. Are there a lot of people that travel alone that need help? I guess there must be. They must have crunched the numbers to figure out that that's a demographic that's worth pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
Very confusing to me.
Although they're not really going to tag along with you.
No, but in the commercial, Rashida Jones is like, you know, they're riding a tandem bicycle and they're walking around a vineyard. It seems weird. Because the point is, you're traveling by yourself, but then she's having so much fun with Rashida Jones.
I remember I had a buddy who used to ride a tandem bicycle by himself.
Okay.
He struggled to, it's hard to get that thing up and moving.
Yeah.
But once you do, it's quite a sight.
Struggling.
But the first few, you know, pumps of the pedals.
Yeah, you got to really push.
Really difficult.
Wow. Why did he insist on riding a tandem bicycle by himself?
Because it had a nice basket on it.
Sometimes I ask the dumbest questions. People are doing more and more traveling, and that's good to see. Although in Miami International Airport, a man has been arrested after a brawl broke out. The altercation broke out over some standby seats from Miami to Chicago. Big fight breaking out there at gate D14 over the
weekend. That's my standby seat.
There were only 3 seats left for a group of 4. And the gate agent gives these people their options, and they just start throwing haymakers at
each other.
And then, yes.
But they're friends?
Yeah, they were a group of 4, but there were only 3 seats.
So,
and then the fight breaks out. They started dragging other people into the fight for unknown reasons.
You get in here.
In the video, which is pretty disturbing, multiple people seen throwing punches.
I remember
in 3 different fights that somehow take place simultaneously. Onlookers are heard shouting for security while others beg those involved to stop the fighting.
I wonder if they just start fights wherever they're at. That's their thing.
Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah, any opportunity.
Everything's getting knocked over. Furniture's getting pushed around as the fight continues. A minute into the video, it looks like things are starting to cool off, and the people that are involved in the fight grab their bags and start to walk away. And then within seconds,
oh, no, you don't.
Someone says something and reignites the whole thing. With no police in sight, passengers, along with American Airlines employees, risk their own safety to bring this chaos to an end. When all was said and done, officers arrested 20-year-old Jameel DeCure for starting the fight. He's looking at one face of disorderly conduct. Police say the 3 other people who were dragged into the fight suffered minor injuries. None of them chose to press charges. So you're in a fight at the airport, and it has nothing to do with you. You just kind of got dragged into it. And they're just throwing haymakers to see what? The last man standing gets all 3 seats? How does that work?
It's how we settle things.
It's the crust
Oh my God, he's stealing all the burgers! Why, you little... I got you! Go! Go!
Oh, okay. It's all just an act.
Stop! He's already dead.
Well, that's...
They were showing...
It's time to go travel.
They were showing the video. Do you remember the manager for the Kansas City Royals years ago, Hal McCray?
Of course.
When he threw a fit in his office?
Yes.
What I guess I didn't remember, because he starts throwing items from his desk, including like even the phone. He like pulls the phone from the... And he whips it. What I guess I didn't remember is him actually hitting someone in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reporters comes walking out of his office and he's bleeding.
Oh, no. Hell.
Hell.
Gotta rein that in, buddy.
Listen, you're not gonna fly with the team anymore. Not after these outbreaks.
I was at Miami International Airport for a layover years ago. And a
lot of smuggling?
Not on my part, but I have to assume everybody else was.
Everybody else is a smuggler.
Yeah, this guy came up to
me.
Does
it look like they've got the smuggler's blues?
Yeah, a guy actually offered me. He said, hey, you want to make some money? I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you got? He said, if you can be cool for 20 hours, then I'll pay you 20 grand. And I said, mister, I haven't been cool a minute in my life. Boy, are you barking up the wrong tree.
And you're going to need to make that 100,000 grand.
Frankly.
The candy bar.
Thank you. No, but I know I've told the story in the past. I was at Miami International Airport, and it was a layover, and I had like 20 minutes, so I used the restroom. And when I looked over, I was at the urinals there, and as I looked over, normally I just keep my eyes forward. But I looked over, they had barriers.
You're on vacation, so why not?
You know, they had like barriers so you couldn't see anything but people's faces. And I looked over at the Miami International Airport as I was taking a leak. God is my witness, I took a leak next to Pitbull.
I said y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now, I don't think that's probably correct.
Listen,
because I don't think,
do you think
Pitbull,
you don't think I don't know who Pitbull
is?
Yeah,
but I don't think Pitbull is tall enough for you to, you wouldn't have seen him.
I'm telling you, and I was convinced it was Pitbull, but I wasn't going to ask him because we're there taking a leak. Like, that's not the time to say hello, right? I'm not going to introduce myself in a men's room at a Miami International Airport.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide?
I'm telling you, it was him. When he's in town this summer, I'm going to ask him, hey, You ever gone to the bathroom there at the Miami International Airport? You remember
all the time.
You remember me? I left you alone because you know, you don't need to be bothered when you're doing that.
Here's a picture of me I put through a filter. You remember this?
You may not know this face, but how about this young lady? Does this do anything for you? She's single and looking to mingle. That
face has launched a lot of ships.
Baby Lestrange.
Five.
A LeBron James basketball card has just sold. It's one card sold privately for $5.2 million. The 2003-2004 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection RPA, which stands for Rookie Patch Autograph. It's a LeBron James card. There's only 23 of them. And it was sold privately for $5.2 million. This thing is graded 9 on a scale of 1 to 10.
So
most expensive basketball card of all time.
I didn't realize that the Pawn Stars are still on.
Oh, really? I didn't guess that.
But they are.
Yeah.
So I was flipping around and saw an episode the other day, and this guy had brought in three different baseball cards.
Okay.
Two of Hank Aaron, one when he was a very young player.
Okay.
And then one from like 1974, right around the time he was going to break Babe Ruth's record. And then he also had a Ricky Henderson rookie card or something like that. So he brings these three things in. And they ask him how much he wants for the three cards. And, of course, he's got them all sealed up and everything. Mm-hmm. He wants $60,000 for the three cards. So, of course, they have to bring in their friend who's going to let them know.
I don't know enough about cards.
I've got a friend, though. Let's bring him in.
So
they bring him in, and the guy says, you know what? $60,000. Actually, these cards could fetch as much as $70,000.
Uh-huh.
And he's got this look on his face like, look at me.
So let me guess, they offered him 15.
No. But then the guy starts talking about how, like you were mentioning, they would, it would be $70,000 if they were perfect cards.
Oh, I see.
If they were 10.
Right. Jim meant 10. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. If they were that. And he was like, and then it's like, so what are these cards? What kind of condition are they? They were all like threes.
Oh no.
So this guy who had the big smirk on his face.
Oh no.
Thinking he could get 70 for these.
Oh no.
Easy. And he's asking 60. He's like, this is maybe worth $100, $50.
Oh no.
So it was basically.
Oh no.
It's like, and they're worth about, $150. And so the guy goes, so not 60,000, huh? Now what are you thinking? The guy's just like, give me my cards.
I gotta go.
I'm going home. These are childhood mementos that aren't worth a damn thing.
If I'd taken better care of my stuff, I'd be rich right now.
Yeah, because the guy say trying to find one of the cards that are a 10
yeah.
is like finding a 1966, you know, Corvette with 10 miles on it. Right.
Well, this LeBron James ties the all-time record for any card. The previous record holder, it's tied now, a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card
uh-huh.
that somebody bought in January for $5.2 million. That's for one card.
Did you ever have any basketball cards?
You know, there was one year that I got basketball cards. And I remember this was in the 70s.
Because I remember having ABA cards.
I might have had ABA cards, too. Because I remember the cards were very long. Like, they weren't like football card or baseball card size. They were bigger.
They were long. They weren't necessarily thicker, but yeah, I remember that they were.
They were not thicker, but they were.
A little longer.
Yeah. And they could have been ABA. Because I don't remember having. I think it was. I can picture
something from the San Diego Conquistadors.
There you go. Well, wait a minute. When did the ABA go out of business? Because I'm thinking this would have been like 77, 78.
Well, I think it was 75 the last year for the ABA or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. That's
Julius Erving joined the 76ers right around 76.
Yeah, it must have been NBA because I would have been too.
Right around the bicentennial.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm. They were just long cards. Yeah, no, I'm looking at him now. This isn't what I'm. Yeah, this is. There's Pete Maravich, Rick Barry, Lou Alcindor. Why, it's all my favorites. Jerry West. My goodness. Yeah, that would have been. I didn't hang on to any of those. I hung on to all my baseball cards, but the basketball cards were a drag. It's like I don't need these. I don't follow.
That had like the little cartoons on the back that Tito sells shoes. During the off season,
those cartoons are the greatest. The little doodles. He has a brother who does not play basketball. Oh, I feel like I know a little bit more about Pistol Pete.
Garrow during the off season is a bow tie mogul.
A mogul, you say?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, that was as much fun as a visit to Dave and Buster's. No?
Without the teddy bear and the overpriced chicken wings.
A teddy bear covered in chicken grease.
And my beer is flat. I don't know. I've never been. I shouldn't.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
That's it for Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We thank you so much for downloading, subscribing, and liking, and listening, and all of those things.
Podcast brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss your options to figure out what's going to work best for you and make you more comfortable. Frequently asked questions are answered if you go to the website ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
Quitting time, yeah.